Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Raymond Plenar, Fighting the Good Fight, by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by LifeGain All-in-One Advanced Nutritional Supplement, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. LifeGain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information. Raymond Plenar shares the dispute he had with his medical scheme to get immunotherapy treatment approved. Thankfully, the end result was in his favor. Raymond Plenar, 70, lives in Sandton, Gauteng, with his wife, Marcel. They have 3 children and 9 grandchildren. In June 2024, Raymond was diagnosed with cancer, which was on the cusp of his esophagus and stomach. He had no symptoms, but it was thanks to the keen eye of his pulmonologist, Raymond had lung issues due to COVID, who noticed something was amiss. He noticed I didn't have the energy I normally have and asked how I'm feeling. I was tired. He sent me for an iron test, and I have to thank him for thinking out of the box. My iron was extremely low, and he booked me in to have a gastroscopy and an endoscopy. This is when the tumor was discovered, Raymond explains. More scans were done before a consultation with an oncologist. Due to the location of the cancer, a gastrectomy, removal of the entire stomach, was proposed. His intestines would be attached to the remaining part of the esophagus. However, chemotherapy would be needed first and thereafter. Declined treatment. The oncologist proposed chemotherapy and a new immunotherapy, pembrolizumab. Since this was a newer treatment regimen, my medical aide took over a month and a half to make a decision. It was sent for review. We got told that the society who reviews it has agreed, and 50% of the immunotherapy will be covered, and the shortfall will be on us. A week later, it was back under review, and then we were told that the medical scheme had declined the 3 cycles of immunotherapy, Raymond explains. This made the whole process even more stressful. My medical scheme was making decisions about my life. Fortunately, Raymond could afford the 3 cycles of pembrolizumab, which are 82,000 Rand each, and he began treatment in August 2024, along with the chemotherapy, which the medical aid approved. Even though Raymond experienced side effects, like fatigue, change in taste, and neuropathy, he made a point of getting up every day, though he notes how their social life dwindled completely. We were social people, going out a few nights a week, but I was too fatigued. My wife had to go out by herself on many occasions, and we were so used to doing everything together. Since Raymond was retired, they also had plans to travel, but that was all put on hold. Gastrectomy. Before having surgery, it was noted that there was a significant reduction in the tumor. In November 2024, Raymond underwent a gastrectomy. 17 lymph nodes were removed, as well as a small section of the esophagus. Everything was sent for histology, and only one node had a smidge of cancer in it. The surgeon said this was unprecedented and would never have happened if I didn't have pembrolizumab, Raymond says. Due to his stomach being removed, Raymond doesn't produce stomach acid, which affects the absorption of the food he eats. After surgery, he had a feeding tube and could only suck ice. Then he slowly moved to clear liquids, then soft foods. Since he can only eat small amounts at a time, he eats 6 times a day. He also has to have a vitamin B12 injection monthly and avoids fatty foods as well as popcorn and seeds. Another side effect is he now has bile reflux, which makes him nauseous. Unfortunately, there is no medication for this. He still consults with a dietitian. In total, Raymond has lost roughly 17 kilograms since starting treatment and is very self-conscious of his weight, even asking his wife to remove the mirrors out of the bathroom. Discussion with medical scheme. Once Raymond recovered from surgery, he had a further 2 cycles of pembrolizumab in January 2025. The oncologist applied to the medical aid, and it was approved and then declined a few days later. This confusion and added stress were the final straw, and Raymond, along with his financial broker, demanded a meeting with his medical scheme. He goes on to say, "What happens to the person who can't afford paying for it? Are they left to die? Why are medical aides playing God? In the meeting, it was explained that Raymond couldn't have any more chemotherapy and needed to continue with pembrolizumab, as it was effective. The meeting resulted in the medical scheme paying for one of the cycles Raymond had in January as an apology for the computer glitch that said his treatment was approved, and they agreed to cover 75% of a further 6 cycles. Raymond is currently undergoing these treatments. I'm not only advocating for myself, but also for those who can't afford it. Before we walked out, one of the representatives asked if she could hug me. Looking forward with gratitude, Raymond and his wife are grateful for all the support they receive from their children, friends, and family, and are looking forward to picking up their social life. I've got a whole new digestive system, and I need to give it a chance to recover, Raymond says. Though he is happy that he can now eat a small chop when he goes out for dinner.